KQB News time is 6:32. Let's go to Louisiana. Commercial shippers in the Gulf of Mexico say the first season since the oil spill turned up a plentiful catch that was free of oil. The new season opened on Monday, but anxiety exists over whether the catch will be tainted by crude and whether anyone will buy it if it is even clean. Louisiana ranks first in the nation in shrimp, blue crab, crawfish, and oysters. And in New Orleans right now for AP is Bill Fuller. He's on the KQV live line. And good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Bob.
We appreciate you taking the time. Well, I guess there's a couple of things coming out of New Orleans today. First of all, how is the first day of shrimping, and how are the locals taking it?
Well, everyone that we talked to yesterday, Bob, indicates that it was a good day for shrimping. No one that we talked to said that they found any oil-tainted shrimp, which is a very good sign. Of course, the state has been testing these waters since the spill back in April, and every bit of seafood that has come out has been tested, and they have not found anything tainted. So they wouldn't, I don't think they would let it go to market without being tested.
Now, being down there in the restaurants, you notice people still purchasing seafood and some of the other fish?
Oh, down here for sure. You know, it's a way of life here in New Orleans to have our shrimps and our oysters. Oysters are not as plentiful right now. There are some out there, but they're very, very small in the areas that were not affected. But, you know, people down here eat seafood. We eat it all the time.
Well, I understand there's a new report to be released today regarding concerns about long-term environmental impact on the Gulf Coast oil disaster and efforts to permanently plug the ruptured BP oil well have been delayed again. Can you bring us up to date?
Well, let me tell you about the plugging of the well. They've been watching it very, very carefully. There have been reports, you know, Fat Allen, the incident commander, has been studying reports from the latest relief well efforts, and he still said as of yesterday he has not decided whether to push ahead. But, you know, all indications are that they will go ahead and seal up that well at some time. It may take about a week when they get ready to do so. We still had some weather out in the Gulf of Mexico, which is causing some problems. The remnants of Depression Number 5, which came into our area last week, made a big circle up through Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, down through Florida, and is now coming back at us again from the east this morning. We've had a little bit of rain here this morning, not as much as I thought we'd have. Environmentally, it looks like this is going to be a long, drawn-out affair as to exactly how long this process will take to clean up the environment around the marshlands along the Gulf Coast. You know, it's anybody's guess. BP says they're in for the long haul, but, you know, a lot of people here are kind of skeptical of that.
Are they still seeing oil spreading on east on the seafloor?
They've seen some oil still out there in different places, but we get the reports every day from the state, and the amount of tar balls being found are starting to subside greatly.
Bill, since you're in New Orleans, I believe it's the 5th anniversary of Katrina coming up.
That is right. It'll take place on the 29th. Yeah, I was here 5 years ago. It wasn't a fun experience, I'll tell you. You know, the city has recovered some. You know, you still go into a lot of neighborhoods, Bob. You still see a lot of devastation, a lot of houses that are still boarded up. My wife and I went out into one neighborhood over the weekend to eat a little Chinese place that we like, and there's still a lot of boarded houses, especially out in the east, East New Orleans, where they took on a lot of water out in the east.
Well, I bring that up because, like you said, it seems the city has recovered, and all of a sudden now it's getting hit with this oil spill. And is it a setback for them?
So to speak, I think it's more of an economical setback than anything else. You know, as we try to get the economy going down here again. You got to remember, the seafood industry in this part of the state is a $2.4 billion industry. We supply a lot of shrimp, a lot of oysters, a lot of fish to all parts of this country, and it's big economically.
Well, the first time I tasted oysters was in New Orleans, and every time I go down there, I've always eat the shellfish. So you got great food down there.
We do.
And it's Tuesday, but it's not Fat Tuesday, so enjoy the day, Bill. We appreciate you taking the time to talk with us.
Take care, Bob.
Bye. Bill Fuller, he's the AP correspondent for down in the Gulf area in New Orleans, reporting on the BP Gulf oil spill. KQV News time is 6:37. Traffic and weather together next when the News Watch continues.